In a city of parades, we know the drill. The spy boy is out ahead of the big chief. Each float is a sign with number and title. Dancing groups are led by their banner bearers. They prepare us for what is to come, announce with words and gyrations and costumes what their movement is all about. In a city of parades, we also know processions. The processions of Palm Sunday and the Easter Vigil are nearly here, beginning us outside of church with palms or candles in our hands, physically accompanying Jesus on his journey. While those have their distinctive elements in crowd participation, each weekend Mass begins in procession form. And what do we announce through it? What's our spy boy bearing, our banner holder leading with? The crucifix, the cross. This is the first sign of us. This is what is following behind. It's what we do when we enter church, what we do when we begin Mass, what we do even at the very start of our faith life, the priest or deacon signing our heads with the cross at the beginning of baptism. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I did nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. More than the healing serpent on a pole, Jesus in his crucifixion and resurrection is what saves us, and thus is what is leading us in, always. That sign of pain, of love, of redemption. The cross announces us as such followers. May we see it out in front today. May we see ourselves behind it. May we cherish our lifted up Son of Man. In a city of parades, we know what it means to process.